Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Individual Review. Now, the Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella. The Law Hour is an education service and public interest on your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit the website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour and editorial review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on natural remedies when we come back. You know, when you're making $50,000 a year, you're paying about $7,650 in Social Security taxes. Then you turn around and pay a 17% income tax on that same $50,000. Now, that's another $8,500. And that means you just paid an extra $1,300 by paying your tax on a tax. Now, that makes the real effective Social Security tax rate 17.8%. It's not 15.3% as advertised. Now, isn't that just real special? Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call the law school and ask for our free general law CD package. That number is 417-273-4967. Help take a bite out of crime. Call and ask for the free general law CD package. It's a four-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free. Tax and status is also available on compact disc for adult home education. That's our school. And if you're online, you can go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, click onto the email, send an email request for that free general law CD package. Do it right now before you forget. Remember, georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, we've been talking about natural remedies. Very important reason for that. One of these days, when the world comes to an end, you may not have access to doctors and hospitals. There's another more immediate problem. You may be one of those 44 million Americans who don't have health insurance. I'm one of those. I'm one of 44 million Americans that doesn't have any health insurance. I avoid health insurance like AIDS, herpes, and VD. But just in case you'd like to have health insurance but you can't afford it, maybe you might need what's in second place. Some other natural remedy, some other solution to the problem. Or maybe you're one of those Americans who is on the verge of losing your health insurance. You're working for a major corporation who's cutting back or raising the rates and shifting more of the premium burden onto you employees from that of the company. Or you may be retired from United Airlines and you've just lost half of your pension and probably all of your health benefits. Well, if you're one of those people that have lost your health benefits or you don't have health benefits, did you know that before insurance and before those health benefits and allopathic medicine, there was life on planet Earth and there was diseases on planet Earth? In fact, I thought there was 450. Where did I get a rude awakening? There are 730 diseases and disorders that are in the book called Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. It's published by, or it was written by a guy named Vance Ferrell, F-E-R-R-E-L-L, along with Edgar E. Archbold, MD, and Harold M. Chern, MD. So that make it feel a little better. There was two medical doctors that helped write this book. It is the fourth edition, completely revised and expanded with 11,000 inexpensive home remedies. Now that's 11,000 remedies, which covers 730 diseases and disorders. And it's published by, let me flip over here to the page and tell you where you can get a copy of the book. Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, Home Remedies for 730 Diseases, Vance Ferrell. It's published by Harvest Time Books, Box 300, Altamont, Tennessee, 37301. That's published by Harvest Time, H-A-R-V-E-S-T-I-M-E, Books, Box 300, Altamont, A-L-A, no, it's A-L-T-A, Alta, A-L-T-A, M-O-N-T, Tennessee, T-N, 37301. That's 37301. Now, they put a notice in here, and I'm going to pass this notice on to you because I want to comment on it. It says, this encyclopedia contains hundreds of simple, natural healing methods which have not received official medical or governmental approval. Woo! Huh. My God, they have not received any official medical or governmental approval. Therefore, you use this book at your own risk. Do you want to take that risk onto yourselves, boys and girls? Although you have a right to treat yourself, official medical opinion advises that you consult your physician and follow his directives. This book is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information, yet this information is not intended as a substitute for medical advice. The publisher and the authors expressly disclaim responsibility for any unforeseen consequences arising from the use of the information contained herein. That's called a disclaimer. And the publisher, you know, this outfit called Harvest Time Books, they have to put that in there. Their legal department insists on it. And that's because you may use one of these remedies over here and then die. And then your heirs come along and sue the doctors, the author, or the publisher here for giving you this false information. Never mind that the medical profession kills 130,000 people a year by giving them false or inaccurate diagnosis and overprescribe or underprescribe the medication or the wrong medication. Most authorities think that it's double that, and that's what they admit to. The allopathic medical profession admits that they kill 130,000 people a year. The truth is they kill 250,000 people a year, but they ain't admitting to that. Now, they have a monopoly. See, Congress and the state legislatures have given medical doctors, allopathic medical doctors, a monopoly on health practice in the United States. So if a medical doctor puts you on cut, burn, and poison therapy for cancer and kills you, which he will do, 63% of the time you will die from the prescriptions and the treatments given by allopathic medical doctors. 37% of the time you will live for up to 5 years. Now, you may die in the 6th, 7th, or 8th year, but if you live for 5 years, it's called a cure. Now, they have a monopoly on this business. So anybody else that comes in here and says, oh, gee, did you know there's a solution to mercury poisoning? Did you know that there's a cure for autism and asthma and Alzheimer's disease? See, nobody else can do that because it's called prescribing or diagnosing and prescribing, and I can't do that. Yep, it's against the law. If I were to come along and say, you know, you look thirsty and let me prescribe water for your thirst, that would be a medical diagnosis with a prescription which is strictly prohibited by law. So if I saw you out here dying of thirst, I'd have to say, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you should go see your medical doctor, which transcribed means you should go see your guardian because I'm not competent or qualified to tell you to get a drink of water. And heaven forbid that I would give you a drink of water. And this is the problem that people run into, you know, when they run across an accident. And then you want to help this guy. And so you go over to help this guy and he turns around and sues you because the help that you gave him caused him some kind of a problem, whether it's real or just perceived. So that's why we have these disclaimers in all of these books. And they say you should run over to your medical doctor. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I don't think you should go to a medical doctor at all. It violates the law of God. Medical doctors are called the gods of Ekron in the Bible. And they're spoken of in very, very, very poor terms in the Bible. They're strictly prohibited. Doctors are criminals. Doctors are killers. Doctors, medical doctors, people, you know, nice guys, you know, nice boys and girls that have MD after their name, those people are criminals and they violate the law of God. I just thought I'd share that with all you medical doctors out there. Make your day. So let me give you that disclaimer as we go into this. And these people are Adventists. I've been reading the book. There's some other pages in here. And remember, I've said to you, you know, that the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And I'm giving you the best of that information right here. And then I try to point out that I recommend books and periodicals and papers and newsletters to our listeners, and I'm recommending this book. I'm recommending it because I think every family, in fact, I think every person in America, but at least every family in America needs this book or a book like it, so that in the event that you have one of these diseases or one of these disorders descend upon you and you don't know what's happening, you can go look it up in the reference book and say, well, I've got these symptoms, let me look this up. And then it could be any of these types of diseases. Then look at these diseases and you can say, well, have I been in contact with lead poisoning or DDT or fluoride or mercury or something else? You know. Now, the medical profession, particularly the dental profession, you know, these paid professionals that go to college and have letters after their names, recommend fluoride. Fluoride in the water. Almost all the water in America has got fluoride in it. It's good for you. And that's because the medical professionals tell you it's good for you. But I wanted to give you another side to the story. Let me tell you about fluoride here. Here's fluoride poisoning symptoms. You got mottled, discolored teeth. So if you got ugly, mottled, discolored teeth, this is a permanent change which cannot be reversed. The effects of fluoride. Now, fluoride is a trace mineral, and it's added to most city water in excessively large amounts. In addition, dentists prescribe fluoride substances in order to reduce dental caries. That's called tooth decay. A much smaller amount has that effect, so you don't need all that they're putting in, but only in small children. So it only works in small children, nobody else. Fluoride never helps the teeth of adults. Never, never, never. And the true cause of dental caries is eating sugar, candy, refined carbohydrates, soda pop, and too little fruits and vegetables. The cause of dental caries is not a lack of fluoride in your diet. You are not suffering from fluoride deficiency, and that way you'll know that your dental caries are caused by fluoride deficiency. That's not true. That's not what the problem is. Now, there was an 85% increase of cancer in Manchester, England, after the introduction of fluoride in the city drinking water. Down's syndrome increased in U.S. cities when fluoridated water supplies began. Japanese researchers found that children with mottled teeth had a higher incidence of heart disease. And fluoride combines with calcium to make an insoluble calcium producing bone deformities. Now, because fluoride destroys iodine, fluoride also causes thyroid problems. Solutions. Read the label and use nothing containing fluoride. Avoid fluoride sources and environments. Only drink distilled water and drink plenty of fruit and vegetable juices. Hair analysis can help you determine the amount of fluoride poisoning in your system. Oh, boys and girls, underline that one. Hair analysis. You see, if you want to find out what's ailing you, you take a lock of your hair and you send it in for an analysis, and they'll tell you you're suffering from chromium. My boy Dirk has a hip replacement, and it's made out of chromium. He has 600 times, not 6, not 60, 600 times the normal amount of chromium in his body. Now, he also has some symptoms that came from that, and so he needed to go on a chelation program to get rid of, to do away with, to absolve the chromium problem. And he did, and he solved it, and that's the end of it. Now, you may be a person that has lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, copper poisoning, iron poisoning. I mean, there's all kinds of poisoning, and that poison appears in your hair and fingernails. So if you pare off some fingernail clippings or some hair and you send a lock of that hair in, have it analyzed, then come back and tell you what you're being poisoned with. Isn't that just special? I thought so. And then you can take the appropriate detoxification program to detoxify your body of the lead or mercury. And there are different herbs and different remedies that you use to detoxify for different minerals, different poisons. Okay, now we're talking about poison. Remember last program, I showed you that all disease, all symptoms are caused by just two causes, malnutrition or poison. So now we're going to zero in on some of these poisons over here, and I'll show you what to do to get rid of these poisons from your body. Now, you may be a person who is sitting there saying, well, I can't deal with 87,000 or 89,000 chemicals, and that's probably true. It's probably true. I have the same problem that you have. Same problem. I mean, little Georgie Gordon lives here in the United States of America, just like 300 million other Americans, and I'm exposed to the same 89,000 chemicals just like you are. But I'm not suffering from the symptoms like a lot of you people are. So I want to share with you, and of course, you people that are symptom-free, in other words, if you're not suffering from mottled teeth, well, you don't need to worry about fluoride. But you want to remember that by the time that these mottled teeth, that is, by the time these deformed teeth appear, there's nothing you can do about it after the fact. So you either prevent fluoride poisoning before the fact, or you suffer the consequences, period. Now, this fluoride also causes other symptoms. It's not just the teeth, but it's only the teeth that show you what the symptoms are. I mean, you may be suffering from multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, cancer, or some other disease which was triggered by the fluoride that we don't have a direct connection to. But you see, fluoride is added to the drinking water not because it's good for your teeth, but because it's good for the aluminum industry, which produces all of this toxic waste, which would cost millions of dollars to dispose of under EPA rules. Fortunately for the aluminum industry, they came up with a very novel and profitable solution. You see, when you make aluminum, you come up with fluoride. So we can either have a liability or an asset. So instead of a liability, we've converted it into an asset, and now we sell it to the cities to put into their drinking water under the ruse that it prevents tooth decay, which it doesn't, but you believe it. And as long as you believe it, you'll buy fluoride toothpaste and fluoride products and drink fluoridated water. Now, until you come up with some kind of symptoms, it's not a problem. But once you come up with these symptoms, you know, you've got headache or carpal tunnel syndrome, or you've got nausea or fatigue or say migraine headaches and so on, then you don't seek a remedy. And then oftentimes when you go to the medical doctor, he gives you the wrong remedy with the wrong diagnosis. That's half the time. Half the time your medical doctor will come up with the wrong diagnosis and then come up with the wrong prescription to solve the problem, wrong treatment. He doesn't have a cure for the disease, but he has a treatment, and half the time it's the wrong treatment. So now if you want to get rid of this fluoride poisoning, here's the best way: avoid it. So those of us that are interested in our health, we don't drink city water. The water that comes out of the tap, you know, the water when you turn on the faucet and you put a glass under the faucet, we don't drink that water. And if you do, you're being poisoned by fluoride. And if not, you're being poisoned by chlorine. Chlorine, that's another bad, nasty poison that causes arterial sclerosis. That's hardening of the arteries, which then leads to high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and other ailments, other of these 730 diseases and disorders. Now, I know some of you are sitting there saying, oh my God, this is too big for me. 730 is a big number, and I won't be able to solve these 730 problems. Well, I'm not asking you to solve all 730 or even educate yourself or memorize these 730 diseases. I'm just encouraging you to get the encyclopedia so that when these symptoms come up, which at some point in time in your life they'll come up, and then you'll be able to look it up in the encyclopedia and say, oh my God, I'm suffering from fluoride poisoning. I can tell from the symptoms. I can tell by my mottled teeth. I can tell from the hyperactivity, the irritability, the depression, or the behavioral changes that I'm suffering from mercury poisoning. See? Now, once you're able to do that, then it's, well, gee, what do I do about mercury or lead or DDT poisoning and so on? What do I do about that? Okay. Well, every one of these articles over here tells you here's the cause, here are the symptoms, and here's the solution. Now, that's more than you can get from a medical doctor. Because in most of these diseases, he'll say, we don't know what causes it. We don't know how to cure it. But we do have a treatment, and here's our treatment regimen. And here's what it's going to cost you. And then you can join the millions of people who support the health industry in America, 15% of the gross domestic product. And God bless all you sickies out there supporting the GDP. God, I love all of you. I don't want to join you because I want to spend my money, my 15%, instead of spending it on doctors and pills and pharmacies and feeling bad all the time. I want to have healthy, robust, good health, and then I want to spend my time fishing, boating, and driving my motorhome and looking around and seeing things. All right, so remember I told you that there's just two causes to your symptoms. You're either starving or you're being poisoned. Let's take a look at another poison. Remember DDT? Well, we Americans don't have to worry about DDT poisoning. Thank God they outlawed it in this country. Isn't that just real special? Here's the problem with DDT poisoning. In case you thought that you're not being poisoned with DDT, listen to this. We still have DDT poisoning in America. DDT was first introduced in 1939 into agriculture to kill insects. Then it was banned in December of 1972. However, we still have DDT, and here's why. First of all, it has a very long-lasting effect on humans as well as birds, fish, and animals. Second, it is still in our water and soil. Third, shipments of DDT food from overseas are not banned. Did you get that? Food shipments from overseas. Now, I want to point out that 50% of all the food that you eat in the supermarket comes in from overseas. 50%. Did you know that, boys and girls? All right. Well, wake up. Cheese comes from Denmark, and all kinds of products come from Turkey and Israel and Chile and Argentina, and they're shipped into the United States. You know, we get berries from Guatemala and tomatoes from Mexico. And those Mexicans and Guatemalans spray their berries and tomatoes with DDT. And then Walmart buys those products and brings them into America duty-free, makes lots of money, adds to the GDP, lowers your cost when you go to the store to buy things, but you get the DDT on your tomatoes and berries and other products coming from other countries around the world that still use DDT. All right? And you may be poisoned with DDT and don't know it. Now, to give you an illustration, food grown in Israel is heavily laced with DDT, and then it is shipped to America. And that's because Orthodox Jews will not allow food that is sprayed with DDT to be sold in Israel. So they export it. And then fourth, it is still used on fruit trees in America. So on fruit trees in America, DDT is still used. It's not used on your cauliflower and broccoli. They do that in Israel, and they ship the cauliflower and broccoli from Israel to the United States with the DDT on it. God bless those Jews. I love them. Solutions. You should avoid DDT sources and environments. And on a special note, do not fast on water alone. Always do it on fruit juices. And that's because DDT is stored in your body fat. DDT is stored in your body fat. During a water fast, the DDT is suddenly released and can cause various damages to various organs in your body. Drink distilled, not regular water, and then drink plenty of fruit and vegetable juices. For additional information and remedies, see the heavy metal poisoning on page 596, and then the mineral effects on minerals on 597, chemical poisoning on 595, and poisoning in general on page 594. All right, now there's DDT. Well, let me tell you what I did. Here, when we get fruit, vegetables, etc., we try to buy the stuff from local producers. That is some local guy that's selling sweet corn out of the back of his pickup. Or he's selling watermelons and cantaloupes and other, you know, vegetables, etc. And then we have other local people around us that have, and take their produce to the farmer's market. We have a farmer's market in Harrison, one in Mountain Home, and one in Gainesville. And then, of course, we have our own garden here, and then we supplement out of the grocery store. Now, here's what I do. If I go to the supermarket and I want to buy some broccoli or something on that order, I bring the broccoli home and I put it into the sink, and then I pour a solution of Clorox into the water, and then I soak it for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then I flush it down, and then I rinse it twice. I know, it's a lot of extra work and so on, but then at the farmer's market, I like to ask the guy, you know, I engage him in a little conversation. I say, wow, look at this cauliflower. It's a wonderful looking cauliflower. I'll bet you that you're using DDT to keep the insects off of this cauliflower. And the guy will very indignantly say, no, 1,000 times no. We raise organic produce. We do not use any chemicals or chemical fertilizers or pesticides in any way, shape, form, or manner. And I just go, oh, well, okay. Well, let me try one of those. And so I'll buy 3 or 4 of those. And you'll be amazed at how many times you'll run across some guy that says, well, no, I don't use DDT. I use OrthoGrow, or I use formaldehyde, or I use some other kind of chemical. And I say, wow, boy, do you really produce good fruits and vegetables. I'm not going to go on to somebody else. I remember one time I went into a consumer's market, and I asked the guy, I said, are these fruit? It was pineapple. I said, are these pineapples irradiated? And he looked at me, and he said, these pineapple are FDA approved. And I thought this guy was a lawyer. I thought maybe I was talking to Hillary Clinton here. And so I asked him a second time. I said, no, I think you misunderstood. I didn't ask you if they're FDA approved. I asked you if they have been irradiated. And he said, everything here in the produce department of the consumer supermarket chain is FDA approved and certified and licensed, bonded and insured and safe for public consumption. I knew that this kid was a lawyer. I asked him two questions, and both times he gave me two different answers. So, well, let me try it again. I said, son, I hear you. I heard you. It's FDA approved, and it's got all the licenses and bells and whistles and everything that the FDA prescribes. And thank you. What I want to know, though, here's what I want to know, is have these pineapples been irradiated? Irradiation? Nuked? And for the third time, he said to me, they're FDA approved. Everything here is good for you. Everything. And so I didn't ask him anymore, and I didn't buy the pineapple. So let's understand something. Everything that comes out of Hawaii, that's Hawaii, you know, our 50th state, is irradiated. So you could ask the question this way. Do these pineapples come from Hawaii? And if the guy says, oh, yes, or if it says Dole, Hawaiian pineapple, don't buy it because it's been irradiated. That means that all the enzymes, you know, part of the food value of the pineapple has been destroyed by the irradiation. All right. Now, Hawaii is not the only place in the world where pineapples are produced. And you can buy fresh pineapples from Thailand and Indonesia and all over the world that have not been irradiated. And that's what I wanted to know. So if you'll ask, you might find out or you might not find out. If you're buying canned pineapple from Hawaii, it probably has not been irradiated. So they don't irradiate it, they cook it. Now remember, anything that's canned has lost 80% of its nutritional value, all the enzymes and all the vitamins. All you got left is fiber and minerals. So it's not a very good product. Now you can buy dried pineapple, and that's what I like to do, because they dry it without irradiating it first, generally, not necessarily always, but generally, and then you can buy it dried and it has not been irradiated, and then you can get the equivalent of fresh pineapple that way. So that's some of the tricks that we use, you know, us organic people, us crazies out here that are concerned about our health. Now I want to point out that those of us that are concerned about our health have a lot less to complain about. See, I'm not complaining about allergies, asthma, Alzheimer's, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, atherosclerosis, poison. I'm not complaining about mercury poison in the atmosphere because I'm going to take up antidote next, antidote on page 558, and I'll show you how to solve these poison problems when we come back. Let me remind you that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, just go to our website, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It's open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archive and can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide on the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, economics, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. Remember, the Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the school direct and ask for it. It's 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. The endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. That's because most of the authors and the publications cited on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review or vice versa. And remember that the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of the network or of this local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, remember our website, georgegordon.org, or call the Law School direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's georgegordon.org, or just call direct 417-273-4967. Now, I mentioned that this book is written by Adventists. I can tell that because in the back of the book, there's a section here on, evolution and various philosophies, and it contains Ellen G. White's books section called A Closer Walk and so on. And I say that because a lot of times when I read a book, somebody sends me a nasty email and say, well, we don't like you damn Adventists or you Catholics or Protestants or Jews or something else. And I just wanted to share with you the fact that I am not an Adventist, but I am not an anti-Adventist. And while I'm not a Catholic, I'm not an anti-Catholic. And a lot of times I will recommend Catholic books when I see something that looks very, very good about Catholicism. I like to share that with you. Or if I see something very, very good here, and I do in this book here, I want to share that with you. Now, I want to share with you four powerful antidotes. Antidotes. Now, an antidote is the opposite of a poison. So when you take a poison, you have to take an antidote. So one day, my boy Dirk and I were driving out to the post office, and a copperhead crossed the road, and it was a big, long one. He must have been 3 feet long. I mean, he was a monster copperhead. And I said, Dirk, do you see that copperhead? Catch him. Dirk jumps out of the car, runs over, reaches down, grabs the snake behind his head. The snake whips around and bites him on the finger. Now, I know right away somebody's going to say, you fool, you blind, why did you grab that snake? Well, because we wanted to catch him. And if nothing else, we wanted to kill him. But I wanted to catch him because I have this great big terrarium up here in my family room. And I like to catch copperheads and rattlesnakes and stick them into that terrarium. And then my sadistic little brain tells me that I've got to feed them, so I go to the pet store and I buy these white mice and I throw these white mice in them and I watch the snakes as they feed. You know, it's kind of like feeding your cat Friskies, and you open this can of Friskies and you pour it out and you watch the cat eat the Friskies. Well, anyway, here's the boy. Now, he's been bit by this copperhead. Now, of course, most people, they'd hit the panic switch and they'd call 911, call the medevac helicopter and have him medevaced and air evacuated to the hospital in Springfield where the doctors would do their magic upon the patient. But in this case, we came back to the house and cut it open with a snake bite kit to make sure that it bled out real good. That gets rid of a lot of poison when you cut it and you let it bleed, the poison that's in there, it drains out. Now, you don't get it all when you cut. So you have to use a suction cup. And so there's this little suction cup that comes with the snake bite kit, which I recommend that every family have a snake bite kit. We have it in the medicine cabinet called snake bite. And then you apply the suction cup to it, and that sucks out some more of the poison. And then you'll get out probably 75% of it or half or whatever. You know, you won't never get it all. But it's painful. Snake bite, that poison that's in your veins, it's painful. And Dirk reported to me, he said, God, this hurts. Oh, my God. It hurts real bad. It's worse than a bee sting. It's worse than a hornet sting. It's like getting stung by 10 or 15 hornets, he told me. He said it really burns and stings and it hurts, and tears came to his eyes. All right. But we got a real problem here. We have to have an antidote. Now, there is a snake bite antidote. And we thought, well, shucks, we'll just avail ourselves of the snake bite antidote, and we will go to the emergency room of the hospital in Mountain Home. So we got back in the car, and we rushed Dirk to the hospital. And we rushed Dirk into the ER, you know, the emergency room. And they said, take a seat over there and wait your turn. And we said, he's been snake bit. Well, okay. And he sat there for about half an hour in the ER, and pretty soon they got to him and said, okay, now you've been snake bit. Now, that wasn't the kind of service that we saw on television when we watch ER. I mean, you got doctors and nurses that are sweating and perspiring and jumping up and down, pawing the ground, biting the bushes and getting the gurney in here, and they got the IV flowing. And I kind of thought that there would be some action. There wasn't. And so much for ER in the real world. I mean, there's ER on television, and then there's ER in the real world. And so they took him in, and they gave him a shot. And he looked up, and he said, is that the anti-venom? And they said, no. See, you got bit more than an hour ago, and the anti-venom doesn't work if you've been bit more than an hour ago. So we don't need to give you any anti-venom. We just need to make you feel comfortable. And so that shot is to make you feel comfy. Probably a little morphine or something, kill the pain. So Dirk was a little disgusted. He thought he was going to get the snake bite anti-venom, and he didn't get that. But he got real sick and puked his guts out. I mean, that shot just made him just real nauseous, and he got real sick. And boy, did he complain then. He says, damn, I get bit by a snake, number one. They shoot me up with snake venom, monkey pus, number two. They don't give me the anti-venom, number three. And now they've made me sick, number four. Get me the hell out of here before they kill me. So we put him back in the car and brought him home. Now here's the magic of the natural antidotes. When you get poisoned, and the doctors and the hospitals and the ER and all of the medical practitioners combined can't do anything for you, there are natural antidotes, four of them. Get your pen and paper out here, boys and girls, write this down. This chapter is filled with the various types of poisons which we can get from plant stings, insect or animal bites, infestations, and poisoning. And when you need it, you may not have immediate access to the recommended antidote. You may need something in a hurry. When nothing better is available, here are the best universal antidotes to poison. The first is for poisoning and the others for infestations and disease. It is good to keep them on hand. So if you go hiking, carry them with you. Well, my daughter went hiking the other day. She's out to camp, and she went out to the Rocky Mountains, and she's out there hiking. She called the other day with her cell phone, and she said, I'm at 12,800 feet. Daddy's standing on top of a mountain. And in her backpack, she has these four natural antidote remedies. Yes, my 17-year-old daughter is carrying all four of these remedies in her backpack. In case she gets bit by a rattlesnake or a hornet or a bee, or she gets into stinging nettles or something else, or maybe even gets poisoned. Shucks. Charcoal, number one, charcoal. There are 80 different harmful substances which charcoal can neutralize. It can stop cold, 29 of the 30 leading poisons. Let me repeat that. There are 30 leading poisons. Charcoal will stop cold, dead in its tracks, cure it immediately, 29 of them. The 30th one doesn't affect. Now, of course, you need to know what these 30 leading poisons are that charcoal will neutralize 29 of. And you get that right here in the encyclopedia. It's called the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. I'm not going to go through all of that. Most of you people couldn't give a rat's rectum less about poisons. I just want to point out that if it happens, which doesn't happen very often, but once in a while, we've had it happen here on the ranch a couple of times. Dirk got bit by a copperhead. I had a little girl, she's 17 now, but when she was about, I don't know, 14, 16, 18 months old, just a baby crawling around, she got into some rat poison. Rat poison, you know that Decon? Tastes real good. Well, evidently tastes good. She ate the whole package. She thought it tasted good. She ate this whole package of Decon. Well, it's enough to kill a rat. It's enough to kill a mouse or two. And we didn't know what kind of an effect this might have on a little toddler. Now, you know, again, most people, you know, they hit the panic switch and they jump up and down. They call Medevac 911. Oh, scream, rant and rave, jump up and down, go hysterical and don't know what to do next. That's the average person. And then there's my wife. And my wife said, oh, gosh, she got into this rat poison. Now, what is this rat poison? It's Decon. What does Decon do? Well, it thins your blood. It thins your blood, and you bleed to death. So we figured right away that probably one package of Decon would not kill. It would kill a 6 or 8 or 10-ounce rat, but it probably would not kill a 25 or 30-pound baby. However, it could. However, it might have other ramifications. And so my wife started off with charcoal, and she gave the little baby charcoal capsules. Now, the little baby couldn't eat charcoal capsules. So she took the charcoal, mixed it in her baby bottle, put in some real sweet stuff to make it taste real good, and the little baby sucked up all the charcoal right along with all of the sweet stuff, and it went right down real good, and no after effects. See how that works? Now, if you want to go to the doctor in the poison control center, you know, have at it. I mean, they have poisonings like that go on all the time, and you go ahead and do it. But what if you're sitting on top of a mountain at 12,800 feet? And along comes this diamondback rattlesnake and says, I'm hungry, and takes a bite out of your leg, leaving behind some noxious, toxic rattlesnake poison. Now what are you going to do? Call 911 on your cell phone? Hey, what if you don't have a cell phone and you're at 12,800 feet? And I know somebody's going to say, now where in the hell are you going to find a rattlesnake at 12,800 feet? I hear you, partner. But, you know, just for our hypothetical here. Now, you should have some charcoal with you that you can put on the outside. You should have a snake bite kit with you. My little girl in her bag has her snake bite kit. You know, when you go out in the mountains, you never know when you might find a rattlesnake and try to catch it, and the snake bites you. Could happen. Now, that's number one, charcoal. It has the ability to stop cold. 29 of 30 leading poisons. It can handle many infections. Chew up 10 activated charcoal tablets. See how simple it is? You just take 10 activated charcoal tablets, chew them up, swallow them with water. They're kind of nasty without water. Now, if the problem is on or beneath the skin, also apply charcoal poultices. You mix up some with water and you stick it over the injured spot. And the sooner the charcoal is applied, the more effective it is. Activated charcoal will absorb 60,000 times its weight in toxic material. And it isn't even patented by the pharmaceutical companies. And while all doctors know of the antidote qualities of charcoal, they never recommend it. Do you know why? Because you can't patent it. You can't make any money on it. And we don't want you to know about that. We have other ways that we deal with poisons that are patented and that we can prescribe and that we can make money on. Charcoal is not one of those. So we don't recommend charcoal. You will never find a medical doctor that recommends charcoal, but I have yet to hear of or talk to a medical doctor that didn't know about charcoal as an antidote. They all know about it. None of them recommend it. All right, now activated charcoal is better than regular charcoal because it has more surfaces to absorb the toxic substance. Keep in mind that some poisons are powerful acids or alkalines, and they need antidotes of the opposite pH to neutralize them. However, charcoal can handle many of those also. All right, now if you want to know what these poisons are, you have to read all of the articles here. And then when somebody comes up with this particular poison, now here's the guy that tested this. He was a Frenchman in 1806. And he took 3 grams. Now, that's a lot of arsenic, 3 grams of arsenic, followed by massive doses. We don't know how much a massive dose is because the literature didn't tell us. Massive doses of activated charcoal with no ill effects. 3 grams. I think that's enough to kill a horse, but with no ill effects. Here's why. Activated charcoal will absorb 60,000 times its own weight. So I'm assuming that he took at least, of the 3 grams, he took at least a gram or two of activated charcoal. Now, a gram is not very much. I mean, you know, 28 grams is an ounce. So he took, you know, not an ounce of arsenic, but, you know, 3 grams. That's a lot of arsenic. That's the report. Followed by massive doses. Massive. Would tell me that he probably took 3, 6, 9, 12 grams of charcoal. To no ill effect. Now that tells you what it'll do with arsenic poisoning. Now, also, this activated charcoal will clear other poisons out of your body. So, you know, when I see a day goes by and I'm looking up in the sky and I see all of these chemtrails across the sky, I know what that means. Chemtrails, poison. So I come in, I take a couple of charcoal tablets or a couple of charcoal capsules. I prefer the capsules, I go down easier. And so I take the charcoal capsules, and that's it. And this charcoal is absorbing these poisons as they enter your body. Now, here's the second one, garlic. G-A-R-L-I-C, garlic. Just ordinary, everyday garden variety garlic. You can buy it over Kroger. There are 45 different diseases that raw garlic can effectively deal with. Get this. Out of 730, put a 45 under that, 45. Now let's subtract this out, and we get 695. That leaves 695. Did you get this? 45 different diseases raw garlic can actively deal with. So you can cure 45 diseases out of 730. Well, it's really only 729 because we already talked about scurvy. We can deal with that with vitamin C. Now look at this. I have showed you already how to cure, and I'm just a crummy plumber, But I'm a dumb plumber, but I've got Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. And with the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, I'm up to 46 diseases. Scurvy plus 45 diseases that are totally curable with garlic, just garlic, but special kind of garlic. It is very powerful against bacterial, viral, and fungal infections. The active ingredient is germanium, and garlic has a far higher content of germanium than any other plant or food. Mice, when exposed to cancer cells that had been treated with garlic, did not die of cancer. Russian scientists said that it was a better antibiotic than any other substance, but the garlic must be raw. Now, let me tell you a story. You know what we do when you have VD, venereal disease? We give you antibiotics. Did you know that, boys and girls? Antibiotics, VD. Did you know that garlic is a better antibiotic than all of the antibiotics that have been discovered by modern medical science? Just garlic. It's not the only antibiotic, but it is one. You ever thought about using garlic for VD? Hey, you promiscuous fellers out there. And there's vitamin C. Now, this amazing substance helps your white blood cells powerfully fight all kinds of toxic bacterial, viral, and fungal substances. Now, underline the word viral. You know, when people get a virus like the flu, they rush to the doctor and they say, doctor, quick, give me an antibiotic. And the doctor says, okay. And so he shoots you up with penicillin or some antibiotic. Now, listen, the doctor knows full well that antibiotics have absolutely no effect on viral infections at all. But garlic does, and vitamin C does. So when you have a viral infection, boys and girls, you do not want antibiotics. You want garlic and vitamin C. Just thought I'd share that with you. All right. Now, vitamin C helps your white blood cells powerfully, not weakly, but powerfully fight all kinds of toxic bacterial, viral, and fungal substances. The Linus Pauling Institute of Science and Medicine in Palo Alto, California, has been researching the benefits of this vitamin for decades. It is used in the treatment of cardiovascular disease, cancer, HIV infections, HIV infections, fevers, cataracts, skin problems, and hundreds of other things. It destroys free radicals, and it is an antihistamine. It also functions as a cell cement to hold your body together. That's what vitamin C is for. So when people smoke, it destroys the vitamin C, and they get wrinkles all over their face. My granny looked like a dried-up, shriveled prune. Now, of course, she was 80 years old, but she was smoking a pack of Camel Snuds every day. Destroyed all the vitamin C in her body. And so it gives you these wrinkles. Now, if you know, a guy was here the other day. He says, how old are you? And I said, well, how old do you think I am? And he said, I think that you're about 58, maybe 60. And I said, well, I'm 66. And he says, well, you don't look 66. I said, I know, but that's because I don't smoke, I don't drink to excess, and I take lots of vitamin C. That's number three, vitamin C. Here's the fourth one. Plantain, P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N. This herb, is found in many areas, and it is effective in many, if not most, insect bites. Chew the leaves and then apply the pulp to the affected skin area. Remember I told you about this lady, you know, had this bee fly by her head and just threw her into an apoplectic fit? Okay, now let's suppose that you're allergic to, you got this allergy to bee stings, etc. You need plantain. It's a natural herb. See, God gave you all the herbs. Go check Genesis 1, 28 and 29. He gave you all these herbs for food. I'm going to tell you more about these herbs. Boy, there's lots of them. 125 common herbs. Some of them are called Chinese herbs. I guess that's because they get them in China. Some are called Japanese herbs. I guess that's because they get them in Japan. Now, you can grow Chinese and Japanese herbs in America, but they never call them American herbs. But plantain is the herb that you need for insect stings. And you take this plantain, chew it up, and then take the saliva, chewed up plantain in your mouth and apply it to the bee sting, and that'll cure it. How's that? Isn't that a plan? Just like activated charcoal, you know, you take this poison, and then you take the activated charcoal right after it. Now listen, boys and girls, don't make a mistake here. Don't go down to the supermarket and buy the charcoal briquettes and start grinding them up and eating them, because those charcoal briquettes are treated with chemicals and flame enhancers and all kinds of toxic poisons, and it's bad for you. Activated charcoal, you can buy it in any drugstore in capsule, tablet, or in powdered form. It's dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. And besides that, it's good for filtering whiskey. The Jack Daniels people have been using it for years to filter Jack Daniels whiskey. Some of the finest sipping whiskey that money can buy, made right over there in Tennessee. Jack Daniels, Tennessee, sipping whiskey. Let me tell you about this book one more time. You want to order a copy of it? You can write to the publisher called Harvest Time Books, H-A-R-V-E-S-T-I-M-E Books, Box 300, Altamont, Tennessee, 37301. Isn't that just special? Write it down. Harvest Time Books. You're looking for Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, that's the name of it, written by Edgar E. Archbold, Vance Farrell, and Harold M. Chern. Two of them are medical doctors. Box 300, Altamont, Tennessee, 37301. I don't have a clue as to what this costs, but I will when my wife returns with the girl from the mountains tonight, and I will tell you where we bought ours and how much we paid for it. 840 pages dynamite material. All right, we're out of time. I've got to leave it right there. Let me give you a couple of reminders. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the law school brings you timely reports on law, science, economics, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. All right, that's it. I got to give you the final reminder. Time's up. We got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. Until then, good night, friends.